Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And more now on the national conversation that's happening in the wake of the Charleston shooting. However you view it, the transformation of the Confederate flag from a celebrated Southern symbol to one associated with hate and blame has been swift and far-reaching.
The flag will always be a part of the soil of South Carolina. But this is a moment in which we can say that that flag, while an integral part of our past, does not represent the future of our great state.
That's Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina. There have been calls to remove the flag from the statehouse grounds in South Carolina, to remove the emblem from the Mississippi flag, from Virginia license plates. eBay, Amazon, Walmart, Sears have also said they're no longer going to sell Confederate merchandise. Ted Kaye is a longtime editor of Raven, a journal of vexillology, and author of Good Flag, Bad Flag. And Ted, being a vexillologist, makes you a flag expert, right?
That's correct. It's a pleasure to be with you, Todd.
And it's good to have you. Ted, you must be amazed at how the Confederate battle flag, even though it has been controversial for years in this country, has become toxic basically overnight.
It's a very rapid change, and yes, it is surprising.
Why so surprising, and what do you think has precipitated the focus on this symbol in these days?
Well, the fact that the Charleston shooter had posed with a Confederate flag license plate, I think, tied his actions to that symbol. And perhaps this is a tipping point in our nation, in our attitude towards that symbol.
How did the Confederate flag get co-opted into the symbol that we understand today? It wasn't always understood with the emotion and with the implications that it has today. How did the transformation take place over the years?
Well, there are two fundamental relationships to the Confederate battle flag. The first is a way to honor the heritage of the South and the Confederate cause. The second, though, is the co-opting of the flag by white supremacist ideologues, which occurred most recently in the 1940s and 50s, beginning with the Dixiecrat Party in 1948. In a sense, the adoption of the Confederate battle flag as a symbol of white supremacy was a response to the budding civil rights movement.
What is it about flags in particular? Look, the Confederate battle flag is not the only flag that has been imbued with a great deal of emotion and meaning outside of the actual, you know, stars and colors on a piece of cloth. People refer to it as fetishism, and I suppose it is fetishism of a kind. What's behind people's attachment to flags in your experience, and what happens when they're changed or taken away?
Well, flags themselves are, by their nature, symbols of places and peoples and nations, and therefore the emotions tied up with those places, peoples, and nations are tied up with the flags themselves. And therefore, people are very tied to their flags and resistant to change about the flags. But this particular flag has these two different strains of connection to them. In a sense, the white supremacist ideology has co-opted the historical use of the flag. It's the United Daughters of the Confederacy that for years have been fighting this kind of co-opting and insisting on the proper use of the Confederate battle flag as the symbol of the Confederate cause and the Confederate history.
Have there been other cases in other countries or other states where the type of attachment to a flag or an attempt to change a flag has brought about such controversy and in some cases vitriol?
Well, it's very common as I see cities, states, and even countries consider changes to their flags that the majority of people tend to want to stay with the old flag, no matter how tainted or poorly designed. But sometimes there are tipping points that lead to changes in flags. Georgia faced that in 2000-2001 and changed its flag, taking the Confederate battle flag off after there was a threat of an NAACP boycott of the state. Sometimes there are good reasons to change flags. Sometimes there are external reasons to change flags. This may be the tipping point for the Confederate battle flag. I think the next battle will be on the flag of the state of Mississippi,
which contains the Confederate battle flag emblem within the larger field.
Correct. And that flag was adopted in 1894. So it's truly a historical flag. Georgia's flag had the Confederate battle flag placed on it in 1956 in a clear and confessed response to the civil rights movement.
Ted Kaye, before we let you go, you know, I've been wondering about sort of an issue around delegitimizing the Confederate battle flag. If attachment to symbols like flags can obscure deeper things, sometimes we call it fetishism or jingoism, it seems like the removal of those flags can do the very same thing, the converse. Is there a concern that removal of the flag from these public places right now obscures doing something on policy grounds that's more substantive?
That may indeed be a concern. My response, though, is removing these flags from public grounds is a very small piece of their broader use by people across the country and certainly in the South to represent both Southern heritage and a challenging ideology.
So maybe more of a deeper meaning than some of us expect in marginalizing the Confederate battle flag. Ted Kaye, the longtime editor of Raven, the Journal of Vexillology, and author of Good Flag, Bad Flag. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of you are still talking about the Confederate battle flag, what it means to our country and what it means to you, and what should be done about it. On Facebook, Robert writes to us, "I am the great-grandson of Major Joel Walker Flood, and my family owned the surrender grounds in Appomattox, Virginia, where the Civil War came to an end and our nation was finally united again. To me, this battle flag is historic in nature and represents those that wanted to divide and destroy our nation for the continuation of these states' rights for slavery as an economic institution. It's beyond time for this flag to be placed into a museum and the lessons learned from all these bloody battles to be studied there and not honored on flagpoles or state house grounds." Al writes to us, "Like all symbols, it has multiple aspects. Most people bring the flag to the flag what they want. The decision as to whether South Carolina should remove it should be left to South Carolina to decide, not politically correct people from elsewhere with little or no understanding of the complexities of the symbol."
This is Derek Smith from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I am what you might call a South Carolinian redneck, and it is my opinion that it's time for the flag to come down.
South Carolinian or not, redneck or not, we always want to hear what you have to say. Join this conversation on Facebook. Tweet us at The Takeaway. You can always call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. And of course, there's much more at our website at thetakeaway.org.